October, what's today?
Maybe say that time one more time, because it started the split second after you said it.
Okay, it's 6:40 on October, I forget the date.
10th.
And we're going to start our procurement committee meeting. Let's call roll. Go ahead and go around. Anybody who's there in person first?
Ben member.
Dan Jessup, committee member.
Charles Reynolds, director.
Debbie Llewellyn, board member, committee member.
Brad Nelson, committee member.
And Kim Mangum, board chair. Okay, let's, we have a flag in the room. Let's do the pledge.
We do also have Michael Clark.
Maybe you can... Clark, he's online too, right?
Yeah, Michael Clark, procurement officer.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. All right, if everyone will stand, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, is there anyone who has an example of excellence they'd like to share? Something that's recent?
We had our fall concert for our choir last night. It was really fantastic.
I heard it was good. Yeah, Jesse Kendrick works with me, and so I saw him today. He said it went well. He's the piano player for it. I'm sure it went well. I didn't make it. So if we look at our agenda, I think that there's two items on it. I can't see it anymore, but there's the first one. They're both from Michael. The first one is about the, I think, a choir place. I don't know where it is. So, do you want to take the floor, Michael? There it is.
Yeah, sure can. Sure can. Thank you. So, this first item is regarding the location of which we will hold our choir concert. You guys have been there, definitely have been there many times. We've in the past have used the U of U, I'm going to mix up the hall. It's not Stansbury,
Libby Gardner Hall.
Oh, that's right, Libby Gardner Hall. It's been a great facility for us. And so we did look at other bids, of course, according to the law, we have to get other bids. And so we looked at Broadwell Hall, we looked at a place out in West Oklahoma City, and we looked at Kingsbury Hall. And we have three shows that we do for the year, and the Libby Center came in at $7,300, and which is much less than the other two bids that we received from the Broadwell Hall and from the Kingsbury Hall. And so it being the lowest bid and us already having a relationship with the place and our students knowing the facility well, we would like to move ahead with the bid for the U of U location for Libby Gardner Hall.
I would say it's a beautiful place and it's been fun to go to.
Been there many times. So we need
a motion. It looks apparent on which is the best value there. Is there anyone who'd like to make a motion on
a motion to continue using the Libby Gardner Hall as for our concert?
I'll second it. And that was by
Ben Robinson.
Motion by Ben.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan.
Okay, so the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes, and we'll move forward with you continued using the University of Utah Gardner Hall. Okay, the next item on the agenda
It's a bus purchase.
It's purchased on a bus. So, Michael, if you want to explain that to where we're at on that procurement.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. This is becoming more of a discussion piece, and to gather some information from the committee on what the committee feels that the school should, what path the school should take in the future. Based on the directions of our last committee meeting, our staff went out and looked at options for purchasing a bus that meets the state's requirements in order to bus students. As you know, we've been renting the bus from JD Busing, and it's been rather expensive. And so purchasing a bus definitely is in the best interest of the school financially. So there's a couple different options out there. We've looked at new buses. A new bus will cost about $90,000. And when I say new bus, it's not brand new. It has approximately 30,000 miles on regularly. But it's about $90,000. And then the other options are surplus kind of bus for some state surplus. And there are several buses that are available on state surplus for a purchase. It's the purchase for those buses is done through a bidding process. We would submit a bid and it's kind of like eBay in a way. You submit a bid and then, you know, if you're the highest bidder and you meet the reserve price at the end of the auction, then you would be the winner of the bus. The final option is we in talks with the busing company that we've been working with, JD Busing, JD Busline, letting them know that we are looking at purchasing a bus. We did offer to sell us the bus that we've been using from them, and they have put a price on it about $4,500. It's a bus that we've used for several years now. I know the school has paid quite a bit of money to rent it over the course of the many years and to keep the maintenance of it so we know that the base is in good condition. And so knowing that we've already put in a lot of money into the maintenance of it, that may be a good option, a low-cost option, is to just go ahead and purchase that bus from JD Busline as opposed to, taking your chances with the Utah surplus. The problem with the Utah state surplus is, as a former director, I've purchased buses off of the state surplus before, and they are very inexpensive, but they typically come with many problems and require a lot of repairs. And gosh, we had a bus one time that my swear broke down every week, and it's not cheap to repair a bus. And so it kind of just, it's a mixed bag when you go with the state surplus. You never know what you're going to get. So we wanted to present these three options to the committee and get some of your feedback and have you ask some questions of us and kind of pick your brains on what your thoughts are moving forward for this.
Okay, so how new is this $90,000 bus?
That's 30,000 miles on it.
But is it 15 years old, 20 years old?
I believe it was
if it's this one, there,
4 or 5.
It's kind of hard to judge until we know what we could get that surplus bus, because that first one listed on there with the newer engine that only has 96,000 miles on it, which for a diesel, if they're well cared for, is pretty good. And that bus, I just did a quick search, that bus is worth between $8,500 and $10,500 on the market. If we could get that for $5,000 to $6,000, that sure would make a lot of sense. It's a whole lot newer and a whole lot less miles than the one we're using, isn't it? Or didn't I remember the one we were using, like, it was a 96 or something like that? What is the year of the one we're using?
Yeah, it's much older, and I think you're right. You know, the one that has a newer engine would be the newer engine presents a better argument in that, you're going to have less repairs. But I think it is, it's an older bus. It's like a 96 or a 97, right, Charles?
Yes. The and the like I said, as far as with JD Busline, and I do need to disclose as far as myself, of course, it's you guys making the decision, but one of the owners of the JD Busline is my niece. But as I looked at things myself, the thoughts that I had was I like that idea that Brad mentioned. I think if we put a bid in on that bus, see if we could get it for a reasonable price and go that route. And then if we lose the bid, the one advantage of the JD bus line is we've been the ones maintaining it. We've already had it inspected. It is licensed, registered already. And we know that it's in good shape because we've been maintaining it. And so I don't know what people's thoughts are, but that might be an option, is to try for that one with the rebuilt engine. If we don't get it, then go ahead and go with the one we've got, because as it is right now, that purchase price, our lease would, it would cover what we're going to pay for it in the lease within 4 months.
Yeah. So I would propose that we authorize, this isn't a motion, this is a suggestion, that we authorize them to bid on surplus, because it'll be over in 4 days or so, up to $6,000 for that bus. And then if that doesn't, if we don't get it for that, then we buy the other bus.
And I think that makes sense.
And I might mention with the new policy too, as Michael mentioned, this is more of a discussion item. The way the policy is written now, that both of those prices are within the range, that it just simply says that the procurement officer would make the decision under the supervision of the procurement committee. So
I would maybe even go for that bus that's 10 years newer and with a newer engine. I'd even go up to 7,000, but I don't know, that you guys can do the research on it.
And
I still think that's a reasonable price.
As the director, I think it is too.
I'd expect them to hear a lot higher prices than $7,000 for a bus.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
And it being an auction, it may go for higher, but it's worth trying, I think.
Yeah.
Like Brad said.
What do we pay? What is the lease on the bus every year?
$1,300. Yeah. $1,300 a month. So. Roughly about $13,000 a year.
You could go up to $10,000 and still be ahead in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I didn't hear very good with Michael, so the other ones that are on here have more miles on them, and that's. So this first one is the one that has the most interest in, right?
Yes.
Because one of those is 111, 113. That's.
At
90,000. So it's got
at
90,000. It only has 65.
It's
got 65,000
miles on the new engine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I agree with Brad that that's a good direction to move on. We should keep track of it, since a whole bunch of them end the same day. We might keep track of what the other ones sell for. Then we have an idea. How often do these come up? I mean, these are all due. There must be a bunch of buses on. These are all, get the bids end in 6 days at the most, huh?
Yeah, they come up fairly often.
So even if we don't get the one that has 90, that has 68,000 miles on it left, I mean, new engine, we can look at the next ones. But for, or like you said, maybe the one we've got already, we know enough about it that we can get the value out of it.
I would just be careful of any international bus. unless it's like 2013 and newer, the engines in those buses are not good. So the Bluebirds, they have the Cummins diesels, and those are good engines, but I would not do an international.
Well, it's good to know you have that experience.
Yeah, the small bus that we own is a Bluebird, and then this bus we've been renting is a Bluebird also.
Yeah.
If that's got a new diesel engine, then that first one, that diesel engine's got to be, that's got to be $8,000 to $10,000
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That engine alone is worth that.
Right.
So yeah, I'd go highly after that first one. Even if you had to go up higher, I would think it would be money in the bank.
What does our budget have, or are we just comparing it to our lease?
We're comparing it to our lease. Right now, what's in our budget is the lease amount.
Okay.
So if we could buy it, what would cost us?
Which is about 10 grand, right?
Yeah.
And we've spent a month or two of it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I say, the quick search I did, the value of that bus is somewhere between $8,500 and $10,500 on the market with typical miles, which would be the more the 155. So yeah, go up to 8,000. I don't know that I would go over 8,000 for a bus that's sight unseen. I wouldn't.
I agree with that.
It's in Idaho, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows? We might get it for 2 or 3,000. Who knows?
Say your prayers.
Yeah, right.
Can I say that?
We did.
So that we don't have a motion to do on this. We're just talking about the direction. Does everybody feel comfortable with that direction?
Absolutely.
I do.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, if there's no one that feels uncomfortable with it, then I think I agree with Brad. I mean, I do agree.
Okay, so we'll just coordinate that with Michael then and move that direction.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll work on that for sure. Thank you guys so much for your opinions and your help with that.
Okay.
Okay, if we have nothing else on the agenda, anybody have any comments they'd like to make about anything else? Do we have anything coming up soon, Charles?
This is the only thing that I know of that's major purchases that would be before our November meeting.
Then we'll entertain a motion to close.
I motion that we close the meeting.
I second it.
Do a second? So we have a motion by
Dan.
Dan, and a second by
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of closing this procurement meeting, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Sounds like it's unanimous, and I recommend we close the meeting. And thank you, and appreciate everybody's time.
Thank you.
That's all.
See y'all later.
Good night.